Welcome back to The Weekend Show. I'm Patty Martin. The Lynchburg Humane Society is doing what it can to help the victims of Harvey, in this case, the four-legged kind. McKenna Yarbrough, the executive director at the Humane Society, with more on what you all are calling a labor of love. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Well, labor of love, this kind of fall, you know, Labor Day.
Labor Day,
Labor
right.
Day, the whole thing. But this really, you weren't planning on this being an issue. What we have going on now?
No, I mean, we had always planned to have some sort of Labor Day special going on, but we've kind of ratcheted up a notch, so to speak. I'm not sure if that's the right phrasing, but you know, we're making every dog, cat, and kitten free in our facility in order to move as many out into good homes so that we can make some space for the animals down in Texas.
Yeah, and anybody who's seen the images, it is so heartbreaking, and so many animals out there left behind. And so many times it's not that these owners don't care. They are just forced to leave and leave these animals behind.
Well, think about it. I've got three dogs and two kids. One couldn't walk through actually both of them probably have difficulty walking through the floodwater. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, my husband would grab one dog. I'd grab the other, one kid on a, I'm not sure how we would even handle that. We have a huge dog that's 100 pounds. We'd have to float him out.
Right.
We'd get like one of our floaties from the pool and float them all out.
And
I don't know.
We've spotted people doing whatever they have to do, because I think if anything, we learn from Katrina how important our pets are to people. People were refusing to leave their homes without their pets then. And possibly that was what led to a lot of deaths, is people were just not going to leave their pets behind.
Well, it was... figures are about 250,000 pets were affected in the Katrina catastrophe. And, you know, that was 500,000 people in that city. And so now we're looking at 6 million people in Texas. The good news is we learned a lot from Katrina, and they're allowing people to bring their pets to these shelters. And that was the first step. And so more people are leaving with their pets to take them with them, which is great news. I think some people stuck it out a little longer than they should, and now they're stuck and they don't know what to do. And that's where we're seeing a lot of the rescues in the boats.
That are still going on.
Or they left their pet in the backyard not realizing how much it was going to flood even further. And so now we have pets that are, you know, roaming around the city not sure what to do.
And so the idea for you all is, right now, you can't take them in right now. First of all, I guess it's not even... They're starting to get them out of the city, but there's still a lot of organization to do for that. But you all right now need to make room if you are to be a place for them to come.
So we've been in communication with two organizations down there. One is Best Friends Animal Society, and the other is Austin Pets Alive. A lot of the pets from the shelters initially went to Austin Pets Alive. So we have three things happening. You have... One, the organizations that have shelters within that area had to evacuate themselves. So they had to move them to another temporary shelter. And then they have to, you know, so you have animals that already are displaced from the shelters. And then you have animals being displaced that were left behind from owners. And so you have a new wave of stray animals and needy animals coming into temporary facilities that don't have the room themselves because they had to evacuate. So that's where a lot of these larger organizations are coming in and finding other facilities to move out those initial pets that were in shelters. So we already know they don't have owners, or their owner surrenders, so they can easily be shipped right now. And so that's what the initial movement is happening, is moving out those pets. And the second shift will be the others that show up.
Has the Lynchburg Humane Society ever been in this position where you have accepted animals from disasters? Is this really going to be your first go around at this?
So it's my first go around altogether. When Katrina hit, I worked for an organization that didn't feel like we should participate in helping animals, which was a fine, understanding decision. We at the time made sense. So this is my first go around with it. And as far as I know, it's the first for the organization as well. We had some board members help out with Katrina back when that happened. And I think we brought in a few cats at that time. Mm-hmm. But this will, if we can do this and we can get the community to support us, I would like to bring between 30 and 40 pets in, primarily dogs. I would like to focus more on the dogs because we already have a huge cat problem anyway. Why add to the population for that? Not that we don't have dog problems, but it's not as much of a difficult to find homes for the dogs in the area.
Well, and honestly, before the new Lynchburg Humane Society facility, it probably would have been difficult to even do anything anyway.
No.
Now, let's talk a little bit about when these animals, if they do come here, if you're able to make room for some of them, are these animals that are now going to come and be up for adoption? Or is this a holding place until they can get back to their families? If people, you know, are they held in a certain place until families can say, hey, I've been in a shelter, I've been trying to find my dog? How does this work?
You know, I don't know. I mean, that's what's so fun about this for me is I'm learning as I go. And so, I mean, my hope is that we bring in dogs that can be adopted out right away and not have to worry about owners coming to reclaim them. So I think that the people that I've been communicating with, I've made it clear that it would be nice if we could get those pets that are ready to go. I think initially we bring them in and assess them and find out, you know, what we have and what, you know, type of homes we can place them in for foster, or we can send ones we currently have in our facility into foster to make room for these coming in. So it's really, you know, we're going to work through this as it happens. Our biggest struggle right now is transportation. I have no way of getting anything to us. So some of it is working with the large organizations who can help transport to the East Coast and then going and picking up from there. You know, I think that there's some great organizations who've done this before, so we're relying on them to kind of teach us as we go.
And the idea, as you said, is to right now get the Lynchburg Humane Society, you know, as cleared out, I guess, as possible.
Yep.
And so, but you're not asking people to commit to having the pet the rest of their lives, because your fosters are just as welcome right now. Foster
yes.
families.
We have started a list of fosters, because if I know I have, you know, 30 foster homes and I have two boarding facilities willing to step up and take, you know, around 6 to 8 dogs each, then I know that we can bring at least 30 in and feel safe mm-hmm. about that. Because then we can place our animals into fosters and then work towards getting them adopted mm-hmm. as we go through. And you know, fosters are going to be vital in this whole situation because we don't want to overwhelm I don't want to overwhelm the staff. I mean, mm-hmm. the staff is already overwhelmed. We have 150 dogs in our shelter wow. right now. We're caring for about 500 cats. It's wow. a bad summer. So our hope is that we can utilize the community as a whole to help those and those people who want to help. This is a great way of doing it.
And for those who maybe are on the fence, do I want to adopt an animal? This is kind of a good test run for them as well. It helps you all out and gives them a little bit of experience in whether this is something they can do.
Correct. It's a good opportunity to help animals in need, obviously, but also to see if you want to bring another pet into your home. There's no long-term commitment. Now, adoption, we are hoping that people come in and take the long-term commitment, mm-hmm. but do it because they want a pet, not just because of the free or because of the situation. We want you to take this decision seriously. We're just making it a little bit more, you know, enticing for people to adopt.
Well, let's talk about that then. So what's included and what happens if somebody comes in today? It's Saturday,
Sunday.
Saturday, so today and tomorrow.
Sorry.
And so what happens? They come in and that adoption, the free adoption
it's
includes
free.
They've been vaccinated.
Or initial sets of vaccines. They get a microchip. They get a free vet visit. So it's a good deal. It's mm-hmm. about $150 value. And if people want to donate, there's some great organizations down doing the heavy lifting in Texas. Best Friends, Petco Foundation is helping to support those shelters down there that are feeling overwhelmed and are going to be devastated as well. And of course, not to forget about us here locally. So, you know, we still are helping the pets in our area. This special is going to tap into our resources because we're doing it for free, but it's the right thing to do. And so, you know, we're hoping that people still consider us as a good place to donate because we are trying to help.
All right. And again, it's today and tomorrow. Pets free, or we shouldn't say that doesn't include puppies.
No puppies
but you
are
all
included.
Really,
we really don't
puppies,
have any puppies.
The puppies, yeah. But lots of dogs out there. And again, if you all can get the room, hopefully help some of the animals that were affected by Harvey.
Correct.
All right. McKenna Yarbrough with the Lynchburg Humane
Thank
Society.
Thank you so much, Patty.
Thanks. We'll be right back.